from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Triple M. Sure is back for 2022. You could tell that's new. I wasn't ready for that, was
no,
I?
Yeah.
It's all new. It's just getting, you know, getting our feet back in gear and whatever else.
A little bit
my
of
fingers back in gear.
Rebadging, as it were.
Yeah.
The highlight for me yesterday was Scott Patrol.
Steve Patrol.
Which was a segment that we did, if you listened to the podcast yesterday.
Well, we're going to do it again as part of today's show.
Oh, of course we are. So if you enjoyed that, stick around, listen to the show, and you'll hear the listeners' suggestions, some of which were hilarious.
One-man band, that's what we're talking about.
The one-man band.
Yeah, there's a lot of them coming up, actually.
There is.
As part of the podcast today. You can always get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Will is in charge of those messages. Over to you, William.
Thank you, Troy. From Giselle. Hello there.
Giselle?
Yeah, I sort of said like Giselle.
Yeah, you gave it a bit of a thing. Like it was Moulin Rouge.
You zhuzhed it up.
Giselle.
Is it not Giselle?
It's
they trotted
Giselle.
The cast of Giselle. Moulin Rouge out for all of the carols over the Christmas period. Did you notice that?
I did see that, yeah.
The Domain ones.
The
cast of Moulin Rouge did Silent Night or whatever they did.
They did like a style, like a Moulin Rouge style Christmas carol.
Mm. At the Domain, at the Gardens?
No, it was at the Myer Music Hall.
Oh, yeah, with Alison Langdon. I think she was hosting it.
Yeah, I think she was. Yeah, right. It's hard to remember which one she is, though, because she's a blonde bird from Channel 9.
She does the Today Show.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, she does too. My apologies. Settle down, Matthew. That's just having fun. You're allowed
Giselle.
To say blonde bird. Christ almighty.
Giselle.
I like watching Carl and Ally. They're back for 2022.
What are you on the payroll? What are you doing?
Product placement. What's going on? Is that a live read? I didn't know about.
Are you angling to move across there?
Wow.
Looking for a producer role.
Yeah. Oh, he has
Willoughby.
He has changed his dress.
He really has.
He's really stepped that up.
You've actually I'm not wearing it. You're transitioning into a Channel 9 person.
Because I'm wearing a collar.
Yeah.
Mid-level exec.
Yeah, mid-level exec. You're just mid-level too. Let's be clear on that.
Oh, guys, this is becoming personal. And I think you need to have a phone call after this.
Yeah.
Two of you.
Yeah.
William.
Line in the sand.
Line in the sand.
From Giselle. Hello there. I saw the Insta story about Marty's views on sweet potato chips today. You're not a fan?
Oh, yeah. I suggested that yesterday.
Look, I'd never order them.
I would. Mm.
Oh, they're delicious.
If there was some on the table, I'm not going to lie, I'd eat them.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. I'm not an idiot.
It can be a bit more rich than the regular. I can put down a lot more regular potato chips than I can.
You can put them down. You can delete a lot more regular chips.
Put them away.
Than you can potato.
Giselle suggests, can someone please get him to try the sweet potato chips from Red Rooster?
Red Rooster.
I love Red
My
Rooster.
My favourite.
Have you tried their sweet potato chips?
No, because remember when Ben Fordham sent us in that thing and we all had COVID and we weren't in the studio?
Oh, that's right.
All Ben
the Red
Fordham.
Rooster came in.
So we missed out on all of our Red Rooster.
Very kindly sent us Red Rooster. And
on his birthday.
His birthday.
Well, we sent him
Ben.
A very good cake.
We sent him a lovely cake.
Yeah.
What happened to the Red Rooster? Because we were here.
I think it just went to staff.
Yeah.
We weren't here. We were all, it was the one day.
Is that our official position?
It wasn't when we finished.
I was here and I never saw it.
You weren't here.
It was the day we had
Monday,
no show.
We had no show because
had to isolate and test.
People were waiting on results.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's when the Red Rooster
and
came?
And that was the day. And I had to call Ben Fordham and say, you're never going to believe this. And
I had to test and isolate.
I was more upset about that than actually having COVID.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
No one wants to miss out on Red Rooster.
No way.
Well, Giselle says if there's a sweet potato chip that may change his mind, I believe Red Rooster are the ones to go with.
Okay.
So
good feedback from Giselle.
If Ben's listening.
Which he will be. We're joking, Ben. You don't have to send us
not at all.
From Peter. Hi, team. So bloody glad you are back. I've got an idea for an Instagram competition.
Ooh, I've been wanting to do an Instagram competition.
Yeah, I've had a few Instagram competition ideas over the years, but I was too early for Instagram.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It couldn't keep up with me and my ideas.
Yeah.
It's quite a limited platform, unless you're dancing.
Peter says, none of us know what DC looks like, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you run a comp where listeners draw a picture of what they think he looks like?
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
And the closest to the real DC wins some sort of prize.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
let's do that.
That's actually very funny.
And then Peter says, I'm imagining it would be like a game of Guess Who where you could give out some hints each week for us.
All right, I'll start with a hint. DC does not wear glasses.
Good start.
That's a good one.
It's broad. And I said, Petey, I would like you to try and kick this off for us. He's going to have a draw and then he'll send it in.
And then where does this live? Just in its own little thing on Instagram?
This is a little podcast special.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
So they'll send them to our Instagram and you'll have a look at them and then down the road we'll refer people to somebody's drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm imagining like police sketches.
Yes, yeah, so
it looks like the Zodiac
killer. You can't send us in like a stick figure with a giant hand or something like that. Yeah, it has to be like somewhat realistic.
Yeah, composite. Composite sketch.
Yes.
Composite sketch.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that because I don't even know what my facial structure looks like.
It looks amazing.
Thank you. Mm. But when people can draw it to make it look different to other pictures.
It's a skill.
Or when you're
a painter now.
Well, I should show you my picture of Noni.
You must have experienced all the sort of highs and lows.
Yes, I have.
Van Gogh.
All about shading and such things like that.
You must have experienced all of that angst.
Yes. I still have to show you my Whistler's mother.
Jeez, is that what you're calling it?
I'd love to see your Whistler's mother. When can we organise a time for that? Matthew, can you put into my diary time to have a look at...
I'll put some time
Whistler's mother. Lauren's Whistler. I'm surprised.
30 minutes? 60 minutes?
I'll need an hour.
Full hour.
And I'll need lotions and a towel.
Do I need to book a meeting room for this?
Oh yeah. Book the Paul Kelly room.
What is your Whistler's mother?
Oh, you'll find out.
It's her vagina.
No, I know the euphemism.
You know the painting in Mr. Bean that he
Yeah.
And what is the name of that meeting room? It's not the Paul Kelly
Lee
room.
Simon.
It's Lee Simon.
Another legend of Triple M.
Another legend. Yeah. I knew it had a name.
The Triple M legend, Lee.
Lee Simon, one of the loveliest men you've ever met.
Sure is.
And a Radio Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's the grandfather of this network.
He was here when I was here many years ago, Lee, and he only retired. Not long ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Wonderful guy. Ended up running Triple M football and running it like an absolute maestro.
Mm. Yeah. Retired too early, Lee. I think we'll see more of him.
You reckon he'll come back?
In some capacity.
Yeah. Well, if he's left his smokes here, he'll come back. Just joking, Lee.
From Luke. That's the question. Will the jokes from 18 months ago hold up on Friday night, or are they updated gags in Marty's stand-up show?
Great question from Lee.
Keen for this Friday night, been waiting for ages, he reckons.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you there.
No answer?
Well, luckily, the content of the show was fairly...
evergreen.
Evergreen. Mm. I'm not a real sort of, I'm not a topical comedian.
No.
I'm not like someone who's wandering around talking about, I don't know, there'll be nothing about Joker in the show.
Djokovic. Yeah. All
if
your
you
Trump
thought of
stuff
a new joke, could you just put it in?
Yeah, of course. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah, it's my show.
You could just get up there and just talk.
Yeah, just riff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ross Noble, the master of improvisation.
Yes, just like that.
I'd like to do a Ross Noble-style show one day, but I don't have the courage that Ross has.
No, he's a very brave man.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, just his hair alone.
I was going to mention his hair like a lion heart.
You know, puts him into a category of courage that I don't have, because there is no way that I would ever wear hair like that.
Wear it. Lookalike. This was sent in from Nick. I see that Marty's coaching in the AFLW now.
Oh, here we go. Really
good. Open the WhatsApp.
It is a picture of Carlton AFLW coach Daniel Harford.
Oh, I know Daniel. He's a lovely man.
You do look
like
him.
Yeah, we do
him.
Sort of look like each other.
Even your forearms. Yeah. That's a strange thing to say, but it's the same tannedness and the same amount of hair.
He's a really lovely guy. Very bright guy, Daniel.
And finally from Ryan. Hi, Will. Just a fact check for the big guy. He has spoken about how gross the word golly is a couple of times now, once last year and once on the first show of this year. Mm. But I'm pretty sure he means grolly, not golly.
No, I mean it's golly.
The fact that Patricia has backed him up made me think it might be a Melbourne thing.
You spit a golly.
Yeah, golly.
But then he's provided me sources from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Is this like phrases you get wrong?
Yeah, it is.
Golly exists on Urban Dictionary. I looked that up. Mm. But grolly, meaning the same thing, a gelatinous concentration of built-up man mucus.
Oh, wow.
Man mucus.
Gelatinous.
You know what that's about, Matthew. A built-up.
Well, hang on. Man mucus, they've said specifically, is grolly a different thing?
No, it's just congealed nasal mucus, booger or boogie.
Booger or boogie.
Yeah, there's
okay.
A wad of mucus.
There are way more entries
and they're more upvoted for grolly.
I've only ever heard golly.
Yeah, me too. I've never heard golly.
I've only heard you guys say golly.
Maybe it is a Melbourne thing.
It might be Melbourne.
Golly. He hocked up a golly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard grolly.
I've never ever heard grolly.
Oh, I haven't heard either of them.
Well, maybe we should do an Insta poll.
Could be an Insta poll.
Yeah.
Grolly or grolly?
Crumpets jots it down on a notepad. Yeah. We can have an Insta poll for grolly v. golly. Uh-huh. Enjoy the show.
Yes, let's get into it. The full show dump from Triple M.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
A bit cooler to sleep last night, wasn't it, Marty?
Oh, so much easier so to much sleep. Nicer. And thank you for giving me more room. That was lovely.
He's back.
DC, just a joke about Troy and I sleeping together last night. Plenty more of that at the Athenaeum this weekend. Don't be an idiot. Buy yourself a ticket and give the gift of laughter.
From MartySheagold.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Ticketek. Yes. I got mine through Ticketek.
You guys are all coming on Friday night.
We are. Big night out.
Team laughs.
Are you telling everyone?
Yeah. If everyone wants to come see the full team.
We'll be near the photo wall.
Signing autographs.
You guys will be really popular out the front. Yeah. I'll just be backstage on my own going, God, the Athenaeum's a bit run down. Coat of paint wouldn't kill it. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Wonderful. You look very fit and healthy today, Matthew.
Thank you.
Skin looks nice.
Yeah, your skin's looking good.
I feel good. I'm glad to be back for 2022.
You got a new skin regime that I don't know about.
Still CeraVe from the good people at Chemist Warehouse. Mm. It's doing wonders. Good. It might be the SPF in there protecting my skin.
I told you should be good. See?
Mm. Doing what Lauren tells me.
I think that generally in life,
it's good move.
Advice. Yeah. Yeah. Do what Lauren tells you. Life seems to go a lot easier.
Certainly a lot quieter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just that I have really good advice.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
You do. Worldly advice for such a young woman.
Thank you.
Not all.
Good morning, William.
Martin, where's your popper, by the way, on your microphone?
Yes!
I don't. You're going to freak him out now.
No. Oh, no. It's right.
Matt's got it.
I'm going to get COVID.
Absolutely, Glenn 20'd it.
God knows who's used that. Probably Danny Lakey and his pubic hair.
He's not here anymore.
It doesn't work for the network anymore.
At least it wasn't.
What's happened to Danny?
He's got a new job.
Maz.
Oh, Danny. I thought he was not one of us anymore.
No, he's just moved to another role.
That can happen very quickly, as we know. Never sleep with your eyes closed, Alex. It's an old radio saying.
I'll try my best.
Someone will creep in the night and...
It's so. I don't like this with the bed not here.
Second day in a row.
Yeah.
That is evil and creepy. Mm,
yeah. That's one of those classic.
Oh, never mind.
Wait. Should we do it again?
Yes.
Let's do it again.
I think so. Matthew just wants walking hold. Around.
Getting things organised. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Top 6 at 6.
Good.
There we go.
Yeah. There,
happy with that. Top 6 at 6. Coming in at number one this morning, singer Brian Mannix is attacked by a shark while out on Sam Newman's boat. And I have to say, it looked like one of the saddest boat cruising sort of trips I've ever seen. Brian Mannix was there. Ricky Nixon was there.
Warwick Capper, I believe, was on board.
Warwick Capper was on board.
And a whole lot of fine-looking women.
Yeah, seemed a lot younger than the guys, it has to be said.
I don't think he was actually attacked by a shark either.
He was bitten by a shark?
No.
What do you mean?
He sort of said that he just went in, then he was just bleeding. He doesn't really know what happened.
I think he was having a bit of a joke.
Oh.
He was having a laugh.
Are you serious?
I
missed the whole point of this story? How unfortunate. I was hoping he was attacked by a shark. It made it somehow okay for him to be on that boat with that group of people.
Gummy shark.
I saw the Uncanny X-Men when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Literally. I was about 16, 17.
Well, how old would he be now?
He'd be in his 60s, wouldn't he?
He'd have to be at least.
Number two, Melbourne Cafe apologises for offering free rats to customers who spend $160 or more. What's the problem? Why are they apologising?
Hoarding rapid tests, maybe. People just let us have them. Just let us buy them.
Right, okay. Are you making that up? Or is that what's actually happening?
I just assumed. Troy. Yeah. Oh, God. Never mind.
You're all right. Matthew.
You looked at me. Did you get my name wrong three times?
Have you met Will? He's just over there. That's William.
William.
Did say she didn't have a great sleep last night.
No. It's two nights in a row.
It's two nights in a row. You've got to stop napping. Did you go to the tennis?
No, and I'm glad I didn't because it wasn't a very inspiring game.
Oh, okay. Number three, speaking of the tennis, John Millman's opening round match threatened to descend into a farce as drunken fans embarrassed themselves while the world was watching. I think we've got to stop worrying about the world watching.
It's a heavy headline.
The world's watching?
Yeah. I don't know if the world's watching John Millman's match.
I would have thought so.
Some people in the world are watching.
It's certainly not watching John Millman's crowd. The world.
We have a grab of it in the back page coming up next.
Do we? Okay.
Good
tease. I'll hold off. Number four, Deputy Prime Minister. Yeah, that's what I said. Barnaby Joyce has revealed that he popped the question to his partner, Vicky Campignon, on Sunday. And she said yes.
Oh, that's good news for them.
She's just killing time, isn't she? Barnaby, no thank you. Imagine him wandering around the kitchen with a gut full of red wine.
Porky
pigging it in a Van Heusen and no undies. Put all of that away, thanks, mate.
That's the Deputy Prime Minister you're talking about.
Yeah, have some respect.
I was just about to eat my breakfast.
Mushrooms with that, Troy?
No, thank you.
Number five, a tiny garden studio in Sydney's outskirts has hit the rental market for $375 a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a granny flat.
It's a cubby house, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've said it's basically like a cubby house, but it's more like a granny flat.
It's like a totally separate shed in someone's backyard. Yeah. You're basically living in a shed for $400 a week.
Yeah.
On the outskirts of Sydney.
It's full on, isn't it?
Number six. Oh, this is a fun story. 190-year-old Jonathan becomes the world's oldest tortoise ever.
Oh,
Jonathan at 190.
Jonathan.
That's a good news story. How do they know he's 190?
I don't know.
I guess they have a record of when he was born. Yeah. He might have been in a zoo.
Yeah.
I think... I'm kind of guessing, but I think one of his relatives might have been owned by Captain Cook or something like that.
No, it was by...
That's the one at Beerwara at Australia Zoo.
Isn't there one that was Charles Darwin?
Yeah.
Tortoises.
I'm pretty sure they count their rings. That's what we did with Ida Buttrose.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
All right, let's get your sporting news, getting you up to date. Will, what is happening?
Thank you, Troy. Ash Barty, number one seed, favourite for the Australian
Open. She loves tennis, Ash.
She does.
She does.
And she loves pressure because against Ukrainian qualifier Lysia Tsurenko yesterday, she won 6-love, 6-1, nearly the double bagel, which she did in the first round last year.
That's just a bloody light hit out for her, isn't it?
It's 54-minute training
session. It's like an extension of training.
Pretty much. So she will play Italian qualifier Lucia Bronzetti in the second round.
Back to the hotel for a club sandwich for Ash.
When is she playing Naomi Osaka?
In the fourth round.
Fourth round.
Naomi Osaka won yesterday, so she's into the second round as well.
Mm-hmm. How's Naomi travelling?
Well.
There hasn't been any media about her this year. Last year it was all about Naomi.
Yeah, because she had just had
some mental health issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't she withdraw from last year's? Or have I totally made that up?
Was that last year or the year before? She did withdraw from...
I think pretty sure she withdrew last year.
Well, I'm not sure if she'd played a match or not. Jeez, we really should know. Lauren can look that up.
So much tennis.
Move on to John Millman, the world 89, the Aussie.
Mm.
He defeated Feliciano Lopez.
Feliciano Lopez, I had his first album.
Yeah.
She withdrew from Wimbledon, by the way.
Wimbledon, that's right. Yeah. Lopez was the second 40-year-old to compete at the Australian Open in the Open era. So well done to him, but he...
Lopez?
Yeah.
Was 40 years old?
Yeah. Oh, and God. Millman beat him.
I'll let anyone in, except Joker.
After Millman was up 2-love in the third set, Lopez had an interaction with the crowd that was starting to get a little bit rowdy there at Melbourne Park, and here's what it sounded like.
There is a few people who have had a long day in the sun, I think. They've just got in. They're getting around Millman, in particular when Lopez is serving. He's getting a bit narky, talking directly to the crowd.
Talking directly to the crowd.
What was going on
so
there?
Lopez was doing a bit of back and forth with members of the
with
crowd.
With the drunk guys and who rocked up late.
They ended up having a bit of a punch on members of the crowd after the game.
Really?
As we spoke about in Top 6.
Yes, right. That was the punch on.
Yeah.
So was he winding them up, Feliciano?
Yeah, well, they were talking during his serve and it was starting to get a bit distracting.
40-year-olds are a bit funny, aren't they? Mm. The dream's over, so they turn.
Yes. Need all the help you can get.
At 40.
Loz just reminded me that Naomi Osaka, of course, is reigning champion. I thought that was
she won the Australian Open last year.
Yeah, so she did not know.
I love that. Well done, Naomi, by the way. Solid effort.
Tanasi Kokkinakis, after his maiden win in the ATP at Adelaide, he had a disappointing loss to German qualifier.
Oh, he's out.
Humphman, yes. His serve completely deserted him in the game, which was his.
It can happen.
It was his strength in Adelaide. It was under 50% his first serve percentage yesterday, which
are you
was
joking?
Disappointing for
under
Tanasi.
Under 50% of first serves in. Mm. Well, you're never going to win a tennis game in an Open with that kind of return.
But well done to Aussie wildcard Alexander Vukic.
Oh, the Vuk.
25-year-old, 144th in the world. Stunning upset over the 30th seed Lloyd Harris in four sets. It was his first Grand Slam win in his career.
That is a stunning upset. 146 beating 44.
Beating 30.
Beating 30. That just shouldn't happen.
Sam Stosur, Daria Saville, formerly Gavrilova, will play today. And in the men's draw, Alexei Popyrin, Alex Bolt, Nick Kyrgios and Alex de Minaur all line up for the Aussies today.
There's a lot of Aussies on court today.
Yeah, there really is. There's more than that as well that I've just brushed over.
Okay, good.
In the NFL, it's playoffs time. And Donna Kelce, mother of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and Eagles center Jason Kelce, she flew from Tampa to Kansas City in the one day to watch her two sons play in their respective playoff games.
Oh, that's
which is a good effort.
That's a good phoner.
So, yeah. We've done it before, haven't we? Sent it to us as a phoner idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. How far do you travel in a day to watch sport?
Sport, yeah.
Save it for tomorrow, but
or multiple venues in one day.
We did that for remember when Wimbledon and the soccer.
Oh, that's World right, Cup. Kate Middleton.
Yeah. Not the soccer World Cup.
In the press conference, Donna got to ask a question to her son, who was fielding questions.
We'll go first to Donna Kelce.
Yes, it's your mom.
What's up, Mom? I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I know. I actually made it at a disappointing Tampa game. This was an elation to see you get a touchdown in a playoff game. I mean, oh my gosh, how good did that feel? How good did that feel after all these years?
Oh man, to finally throw a touchdown. Like I used to tell my mom when I was like 5 years old, I was going to eventually throw a touchdown in the National Football League. I finally got it done. It only took me 9 years. That's a good question though, Mom.
Nice mother son.
Is that not a bit embarrassing?
Yeah.
You're a bit cringe?
I'm a bit cringe.
Yeah, essentially no chemistry between those two. They were strangers.
Like they'd never met.
Hello. Question, his mum?
Yeah.
Because he referred to her as, hey man, at some point.
Oh, mum.
Oh, man. It's very provincial, all of that.
Oh, Will, that was a really poor
better suited story. To the regional market.
Okay, so I'll head to Bendigo.
This is the Marty Shergold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Sure is.
Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
Three-way time on the Marty Shergold Show.
And it's a very simple premise, three-way. I give you three things that are connected in some way.
Yep.
And you tell me what that way is.
It's a theme train.
Oh, that's what we've been forgetting to say. It's a theme train.
And if you win, you win $200 to spend at Bunnings.
Yeah, that's right. Will used to host this when we played it amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
But it seems silly to get Will to keep doing that.
Because he always wins.
Yeah, well, and he's not Marty Shergold.
Yeah.
So it didn't make any sense for Will to keep doing that. So thank you.
I'm happy I write them.
Well,
we should get Marty to write them.
Oh, well, hang on.
Still got Will's fingerprints all over.
All over it. Yeah. And thankfully, because Will's very good at writing three-way.
He is.
In fact, did we do this one in the office this morning, Will?
We did, yeah.
We did too. Who have we got on the phone there?
We have Adam in Melton and Gavin in Eltham.
Good morning, Adam.
How are you, mate?
Wonderful. How are you, buddy?
Oh,
well done for putting Adam through, Matthew, on the worst phone line that was ever invented.
Sorry,
that's
Adam, mate.
Yeah, that's Adam. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate.
Well done. I like Adam.
Bit of life about Adam. I can feel it.
Up and about, mate.
Yes. Nice. Gavin's in Eltham. Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, guys and girls. How are we?
Wonderful, hello, Gavin. Gavin. Wonderful. What do you do for a living, Gavin?
I'm a beer keg servicing agent.
Very important.
A beer tech servicing?
Keg.
Oh,
beer
keg, yeah.
Servicing keg.
Agent. Right. Does that mean you just drop them off at pubs, Gavin?
No, we have them brought into the warehouse and we repair them and then send them back in again.
Ooh, wow. That's nice. Gavin, what about the old days when that rod that was in them would shoot out of them up into the roof
Absolutely. It still happens. It can be very careful.
It can still happen.
Wow. Yeah, they have safety in them now, but they do still go off if you're not careful. Yep.
What is the rod for?
It's a spear where the beer pressure goes through, up through the, to come out the top of the keg.
Right, so that's where the beer flows through to come out the top.
Wow.
Correct. Huh, I've learned something. A little beer keg lesson there, everyone.
Yeah, I like
You're not going to get that anywhere else. Yeah, Christian O'Connell won't be doing any of that good this morning.
Hey, Gav loved it.
Three-way.
Here it is. Best of three. First to two. Good luck to you, Adam and Gavin.
Name is your buzzer.
Name is your buzzer.
That's
name
crucial.
Is your buzzer. Shout out your name if you think know the answer. I'm going to read out three names or places, objects, anything. And you need to tell me what they have in common. Name's your buzzer. If you get close, I might ask for more information. Here we go. Adam in Melton, Gavin in Eltham. Question one. Hello? All night long, dancing on the ceiling.
Gavin. Adam.
Gavin. Yes, Gavin.
Lionel Richie.
Back. Oh, yes. Late.
Yep.
Lionel Richie songs.
Point on the board.
Yeah. Will gets a bit funny if you don't say the exact same answer. But that's one for who scores in this game?
Yeah, I'll score.
Gavin. Yeah, nice. Gav. One for Gav. For the win, Gavin, to stay in it, Adam.
Come on, Adam.
Question two. Nickelback, punter, tight end.
Gavin.
Yes, Gavin, for the win.
NFL.
Yeah.
We give him that?
Sure.
You giving him that?
Well, American football is NFL. It's the same league.
Yeah,
positions in American football.
Well, see, positions was
You wanted positions?
I wanted positions.
I would have liked positions.
Because I've never heard the word nickelback.
Neither had I. And
I've never heard the word nickelback.
A position in American football.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that where the band name Nickelback comes from?
Yeah.
I never knew
I
that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that about bloody kegs, and I didn't know that about Nickelback.
So that's a win for Gav.
Well, it is. Yes.
Oh, Adam, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Adam.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
At Bunnings.
Let's give Adam a show bag.
Yes, absolutely. Well done, everyone.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
January the 18th. Already halfway through the month, Marty.
Oh, it's crazy. We'll be saying that all year. This time just doesn't stop for anyone.
No, it doesn't.
Or anything.
It gets faster, too, for some reason.
So true. Today, guys, is Martin Luther King Day.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
What a speech.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
I mean, one of the great speeches of all time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Him and Churchill.
If not the greatest speech of all time.
Hitler threw a couple into the mix. You know, they weren't necessarily great, but they were certainly...
Big.
Compelling.
Mm. Wish I'd never, ever mentioned it.
I can dump it.
It's too late now. I think it's been time has gone.
No. 1788, guys.
Yes.
Please.
The first elements of the first fleet carrying 730 convicts from England to Australia arrives at Botany Bay.
Forever. Farewell to my Roncos as well. Farewell to the well-known Old Bailey.
I'm trying to work out if I've actually heard this song.
I have not.
Reliability.
I've heard it.
Singing to I took her out to the barn and put her in the A. I think you can do that, can't you, Dave?
We're on.
I think that's all right. That's not the official verse.
No, no,
that's the fun verse you do at parties with your friends.
Send Marty to the penal colony.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean by penal?
Can we move on to 1933?
Of course we can, Matthew, if you're going to be like that. 1933. The Australian Cricket Board sends its infamous cable to the MCC accusing the English of unsportsmanlike behaviour and describing bodyline as a menace to the game.
Do you know this story, the infamous cable? I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. There's two teams out there and only one of them's playing cricket. There was a little bit of bodyline attempted in this series.
Well, it's just kind of part of the sport now, isn't it?
I think it wasn't so much bodyline as trying to not get carted to the fences from the English.
Yeah. Every Aussie
dips his lid to you. Dips his lid. It's a funny little phrase, isn't it? He dips his lid to you. 1991, the longest tennis match at the Australian Open. Boris Becker beats Italy's Omar Camparisi in 5 hours and 11 minutes.
Wow.
Just a couple of waters, please.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the calories burnt. Oh. The rings closed.
Oh.
Federer and Nadal played a very long final.
I remember a Leighton Hewitt game that felt like it went forever. And was there a tennis player called Songer?
Yes. Yeah. Joe Wilfred.
Yeah. Yes.
Joe Wilfred. Was he French or American?
French.
French, I think.
Oh, my God, on this day in 2021 was our first ever show.
Yep.
And Jesslyn was our first ever Who Do You Do contestant, where she did a bit of Mrs. Doubtfire.
When they're back in your show, they never get the host.
It was terrible.
She was our very first caller of the show.
Was she?
Yeah. Oh,
classic Matthew putting that rubbish through.
I think I recall at the time she didn't quite get it.
She'd done another, she didn't do Mrs. Death. She did the most, like.
Yeah.
She'd done another one of her stable of impressions.
Because that wasn't Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
When they're back in your show, they never get the host.
More of a 12 years of slave
really
feel.
No, it's actually very good if you know the actual part that she's doing.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting. Winner of season 4 of Australian Idol, Damien Leith, is turning 46 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
We know. Oh, this song was huge, wasn't it?
Seen him live before?
No. Yeah, I saw him at an old age village in Brisbane once.
How was he?
He was as interested as I was. I thought he'd given up on life that day. I wasn't sure if he was actually one of the residents.
Oh, my God.
Poor old Damien.
Well, happy birthday anyway.
Oh, of course.
That's on this day for the 18th of January.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Day two, back for 2022, and Marty, you're looking fresh.
Oh, so are you. I love you in coral.
Do you reckon this is coral, this colour?
Yeah, I think it's coral. What colour did you think it was when you put
green?
It on?
Green.
I thought it was green, yeah.
You look stunning.
Thank you, Marty.
Whole team's in the studio.
Yes.
The way we love to make radio. Matthew's here. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Martin.
Executive producer. Had a good talking to Matthew over the break.
Did.
About his attitude.
It's and still what sitting
he
need, with me.
And what he aww needs to do to improve.
Well, there has been some change. As I've noticed.
Well, and so you should have. Nothing you need to change, as always.
Me?
Just
oh
stunning. From
I thought you
here
forgot my name for a second.
I did.
That's Clara.
William's here doing his thing. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, feeling good.
Good news day for you.
I know there's so much stuff to choose from, which makes my job a lot easier.
You seem a little less head coldy than yesterday.
Thank you. That's great news.
Because yesterday when I was talking to you, I was worried that you might have COVID, but I didn't mention it.
She already had it. I've already had it.
Yeah. No, but you can get it twice.
Oof. Wow. Can't wait. Nice.
Everyone said you can't get COVID twice. You can.
A friend of mine got it last week.
I know multiple
second time
multiple people
well
that have had COVID
twice. With all these new variants
twice
and things like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like getting a different thing.
It mutates.
Except it's not. Social media ladies there.
DC! There he is.
God, he's fingers been good this year, hasn't he? Sure I know has. We're only 2 days in.
Yeah, it's a good start for DC, though.
Strong start. Out of the block. Simple question now for the listeners. What went wrong on your L's?
drive.
Yeah, good. Good day, say.
It's a very stressful time.
1-3-3
Oh, God. Oh. Good luck, Marty, with your children.
Do you know I had my full license at 16 and 9 months?
Yes. That was a Canberra had very thing. Different
rules. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
You literally just turned up, went for a drive with a bloke. Yeah. And he said, congratulations, mate, you've got your licence.
You can get it at 16 in Vic now, yeah?
No.
Oh, no?
18.
18.
Yeah. It's New South
Wales.
No,
you're learners.
Oh, learners, yeah, 16.
And then there's a series of P's and stuff, which my generation never had to go through.
I didn't have that either.
You didn't have P's?
I had P's, so I had only red P's. And then when I was like, I don't know, they were just like, here's your green P's. And I was like, what's a green P? Oh, they introduced it, I think, when I was like a year into my life.
I don't even know what the different P's are about.
Different restrictions. So you can't have a lot of passengers when you're on your green P's, night. I think.
No booze, obviously.
Yeah. I think I had white P's.
White P's?
Yeah, well, like a red P on a white. I think, anyway.
Yeah. And no, it was white and red to me.
Don't get into colours, Troy.
It was just red.
Just realised that.
I had white peas. You wouldn't add peas. You're the same age as me.
Yeah, but I grew up in Victoria and it was different.
Oh, so you always had to have peas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peas.
Okay. Eat your peas.
Got to eat your peas.
A young man faces a slew of charges. I love the word slew. A slew of charges after he allegedly lost control of his car, causing it to become impaled on a fence in Sydney's west.
Impaled?
Impaled. Fence remains nameless. The 21-year-old was arrested and charged after what police allege was a series of wrong decisions. I think we've all been involved in a series of wrong decisions at some time in our life. They were called out to reports of a car collision about 6:15 on Friday. Have a look at him. He's really whacked it up on that fence, hasn't he?
How does that happen?
I don't know. The car's on its side and it has literally mounted one of those sort of fences between, you know, traffic
lanes. Like a safety barrier.
Yes. Mm. And
the
there he is.
The photo is on our Instagram, by the way.
Jeez, he's lucky.
He is lucky. And he was on his L's. Could you imagine the stress and anxiety? Imagine if you were the licensed driver next to him. Be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Break.
I would find that so stressful.
I know.
Giving someone guidance about driving.
Toyota
Teaching
Prada.
Someone.
I was thinking that yesterday because I drive a manual car and I was thinking, I know how to do this, but I don't know how I would ever teach someone how to do it.
Like, sitting in the passenger seat trying to put the brake.
Brake. Slow down. Indicate. You're cornering here. Left here. Yeah, it'd be really annoying. Maybe we just pay people to teach our children.
Is it
expensive?
It's not too bad, but I think you should always before you, because I did professional lessons before I got in the car with my mum, because it's very stressful and testing to your relationship.
Which was under strain at times anyway.
It's added to it.
And we all know Lauren's great under pressure as it is.
I am very good under pressure.
Whoa.
Patricia's back already.
Patricia was here yesterday, very briefly.
Whoa. No one said you'd not.
Well, Matt did.
He intimated that you may not be. The driver, of course, then recorded a positive breath test. Well, now we're getting a little closer to why the Prado's on the safety fence. Because the bloke blew 0.136.
Oh, wow.
That must be what's described as a series of bad decisions.
It's a slew.
Multiple drinks.
On your L's and blowing over three times over the limit.
Nah, that's not on.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, now what's the licensed driver doing?
Yeah.
What was he going to blow if he's let this bloke drive?
Totally.
He wasn't there.
Who?
It's an unsupervised learner driver.
I thought that was the case too.
Oh, there's not even a licensed driver in the car. I said that already.
He was bolded.
Bolded?
On the sheet.
Oh, it was in bold. You're saying a different word to me. He was bolded. I'm like, this is a young person's word. What does that mean?
Emboldened.
That's what I thought.
Totally bolded.
He was emboldened by alcohol.
No,
I know he was blind.
He was in the car on his own.
On his own.
And the
without
was
an instructor.
Uninsured.
And the vehicle was uninsured.
A series of things.
It would be uninsured now because of that situation.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to get
you
insurance.
Blow over the limit. Your insurance
and
is gone.
And you're unsupervised as a learner. Yeah. You're not
uninsured there.
God.
Song of last year, you're telling me, Will.
I've never heard of this song.
I only know it because of TikTok.
Yeah. I recognize it now, but not by name.
It's played
Olivia,
it on the show last year.
Olivia Rodriguez.
Rigo.
Rodrigo.
Oh,
Olivia Rodrigo.
And it's called Driver's License or something?
driver's license. Driver's license. Which is exactly why we're playing it, Troy, because we're talking about the things that went wrong on your L's.
That's it. Yeah. Danny in Bacchus Marsh is with us, mate.
Hey, Danny.
Danny.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It wasn't me. It was my daughter.
Yeah.
The wife took her out in her first lesson, I suppose.
Yep.
20-minute drive around town, and then, oh, let's stop and get a McDonald's ice cream.
Mm.
So they drive through the drive-through. It's on a bit of a hill and start, stop.
Mm.
Bang! Straight into the guy in front of her as he's getting his ice creams through the window.
Oh, how's the timing, Danny? I mean, she could have at least run into him when he had his ice creams.
They were halfway in.
Halfway in.
You would have finished it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're not an idiot. He loves a Sunday. Dad took me to an empty car park for my first sort of tool around in the old Nissan Pulsar.
How did you go?
I landed in a Nissan Pulsar.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my God. We're the same person.
Same person.
Now you live about four houses from the house I used to live in.
30 years ago.
This is amazing. How did you go in the car park?
Mate, I smashed it.
Yeah,
just bang, straight up.
First time.
Yeah. First time with the bloke. Just a stranger got into Mum's Toyota Corolla sitting next to me, and off we went.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes later, congratulations, mate, you got your license. I said, I knew I would, bro. I've got to go back to school. Can you jump out of the car?
Brad in Whittlesea. Morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
Good to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Brad. It's lovely to be back.
I was out for a driving lesson one day with an instructor, funnily enough, in a Nissan Pulsar.
And oh, my God.
Get out of town. Oh,
this can't happen.
And we actually got T-boned by a stolen car.
You're kidding.
No.
It was early on, obviously, in your driving career. And was everyone okay?
The instructor had a quick trip to hospital, but he was okay.
Yeah, he was fine. A bit weaker than you, obviously, Brad.
Oh, helps when the kids hit on the passenger side.
I mean, T-boned on the passenger side is very different when you're sitting in the driver's seat.
I've been T-boned on the passenger side.
You have? T-boned on the passenger side.
Car span. Lucky I didn't have a passenger.
Oh.
Was it written off?
I remember this.
Big time.
Really?
Yeah. My first ever car, I'd had my license for 8 months.
And just bang.
Mm.
Were you in any way in the wrong?
No.
Oh, my.
And I'll tell you what happened.
He wasn't accusing you.
No,
just a question.
It's a very sore.
I simply asked a question.
I know. But it's a very sore topic because I got the green arrow, so I turned, and the guy went through the red light trying to make it through, and he got a false witness to say that I went through a red light.
And then I
couldn't get anyone because...
Because you didn't have anyone.
What are you doing?
You weren't prepared to be deceptive and dishonest.
Exactly.
So you turned and then bang, he's come on the driver's side coming the other way.
On the passenger side.
On the passenger side.
Ooh, you would have got a fright.
Lucky, mate. That would have rattled your driving for a little while.
Yes.
They're really taking the fun. Could you drop me off, Mum, please?
My Mirage.
What went wrong?
Not the Mirage.
It was a Mirage.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really sad.
What went wrong on your L's? Ben in Geelong, what happened?
Yeah, no, it wasn't quite on my house. It was about 14 or 15. And my old man said, oh, no, you know how to ride a motorbike, so you can reverse the car in the shed.
Mm.
And, I'll put it into the back of the kitchen.
Oh, Ben.
Straight through behind the oven.
Oh, no. Tried to heat the car up.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M. It's Tony's little quiz, but a five for a white guy.
Here it is, 7:33 at Triple M. Our Spotify game back for 2022, Marty.
It's such a great game.
It's a great game.
The backstory, of course, was I was having beers with a mate of mine, Tony, and he said, hey, I might have a little game for your little show you're making there.
Yeah.
I said, oh, what's that, Tone? And then he's just dropped Spotify on us.
Yeah.
Which is basically, you name a band, or in this case today, I believe we've got a theme, Troy.
We're changing the whole game a little bit.
We're tweaking it.
Some new rules, isn't there, Maddie?
Yeah. Tony said, what about if you just did something on a show like you say U2?
Yeah.
And then you get people to guess what their highest stream song is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just took off like wildfire.
And we have to work as a team for this one.
Yeah, this is a team effort.
It's a team effort.
A trivia night.
The three of us have to sign off on what we think the answer is, and we also always have a lifeline.
Yes, you do. And that lifeline is Leanne in Bowen Heads.
Good morning, Leanne.
Morning. How are you?
Bowen Heads, beautiful part of the world, Leanne.
It is a stunning spot.
Yeah.
Very lucky to live here.
All right, Leanne, you're our lifeline. We're about to find out what the theme of today's show is, and then I'll touch base with you about whether you feel as though you know a bit about that. What's happening today, Troy?
The biggest and the best from the top 100 stream songs on Spotify of all time.
Brilliant.
All time.
Yep, and we've grouped them into groups of threes. So they're all quite similar in terms of the amount of streams.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll give you three, and you've got to pick the most stream in that group.
That's okay.
Does that make sense?
That's the new game, isn't it?
It doesn't need to make sense to me.
It is hard.
Do you know what I mean? It's hard. Is it hard?
You have to think.
This will be really hard.
I think so.
All right. Well, let's have a crack at it. Leanne, are you feeling positive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we have to get 3 out of 5 correct for you to get your $200 voucher from JB Hi-Fi. But I might give it to you anyway, Leanne.
We like you.
I like you.
I really like you too. Okay. Thank you.
Could you keep Leanne's details in case we have a listener party, please? All right, let's go.
Here's the first question. The first group of three, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Ooh, gosh. Yeah.
Circles by Post Malone.
Ooh, that was a big track.
Or Shallow by Lady Gaga.
This is very hard.
This is fun. I reckon it's Shallow.
I think it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
I reckon it's Circles.
Really? Do you really think it's Circles?
See, for me, it was either Shallow or Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you think, Leanne?
I'd go for Bohemian Rhapsody.
All right, lock it in, please, Troy. Bohemian Rhapsody.
I can't even say it. Bohemian Rhapsody is incorrect. It's Lady Gaga.
Shallow.
I probably contributed to half of them. The stream.
It was close, though. 1.7 billion streams for Gaga, 1.69 for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that's great. Can you settle down and enjoy
Will
it, please?
Have a real connection.
You're having a real moment where your sneakers are slightly messy and your cars aren't in the line.
There's nothing to go off.
Yeah, that's
the point.
That's life, mate.
Yep.
Okay?
Need to get 3 out of 5 correct to win here, okay? Here's the next group of three. Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Massive.
Mr. Brightside by The Killers or Oasis and Wonderwall.
I think it's Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk was monstrous. But then they're all monsters.
But The Killers was, I mean, I think you're underestimating the power of The Killers.
Only one of those songs was released after Spotify was created.
Which would have been The Killers.
No, was Bruno Mars.
All right, you don't have to shout, mate. We're just having a chat.
I am really backing Uptown Funk.
Leanne, what do you think?
I would probably go with Uptown Funk as well, I think. It's just got that,
Okay.
I don't know, the moves.
We're locking in Uptown Funk?
You're
the boss.
All right, lock in Uptown Funk.
That's it. That's correct.
Yay! Yay!
That's a good get.
That is.
That was tough. Don't believe me, just watch. Yes!
What's the score, Maddie?
They're on one.
One. There you go.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank
you. Nice. Thank you for your help.
Doing your job beautifully, Matthew.
Next group of three here. Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
I love Lil Nas.
Yeah. Riptide by Vance Joy.
Huge.
Or Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
What was the first one again?
Old Town Road, Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
Lil Nas X.
We're leaning towards Lil Nas, Leanne.
Yeah, I'd go with that one as well, I reckon.
Well, we will, Troy, please.
All right. That is not correct. It's Vance Joy.
Oh, no.
What? Riptide. Good on him. That's amazing. But I thought, wow.
1.41 billion for this. 1.2 billion for Lil Nas X.
Gobsmacked by that.
Would the 1.4 be contributed by Taylor Swift doing a cover of it and stuff?
No, it's purely for this.
It's purely Vance.
Yeah.
He toured with her,
which brought a huge amount of attention to Vance and that song. Okay.
All right.
So we're 1 from 3,
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. You need 2 more to get it.
All right. Next
group. Not looking good.
No, it's fine, Leanne. We've come back from much worse.
We'll be fine.
You'll be fine, Leanne. I'll look after you.
Don't you worry.
Oh, thank you.
Think of me as your protector, Leanne.
Thank you.
The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
Massive. Yeah.
Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Oh.
Or Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, gosh. This is really hard.
Well, I think Dance Monkey's a furphy. I think we're supposed to say Dance Monkey.
But it was huge.
It was as big as you get.
I'm leaning to Ed too because of wedding songs.
Yeah.
Mm. But Blinding Lights was also massive. Well,
they're all massive.
They're all massive.
They're all massive.
Because of the wedding
songs. Leanne, would you be happy for us to go with Ed?
It's either Ed or Dance Monkey. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Go with Ed. Yep.
We're going with Ed, Troy.
It's The Weeknd.
No one even mentioned The Weeknd.
Two out 2.7 billion streams.
Oh, The Wookin.
The Wookin must be right up there.
2.4 for Tones and I, 1.9 for Ed.
This is a much harder game.
Blinding Lights is the second most streamed song
ever
on Spotify.
What's the first?
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
The Wookin'd? I'd love to get the numbers before he did the Super Bowl versus after he did the Super Bowl.
Was that the song from Black Panther? Blinding Lights? Or was that another one? Because he had two at the same time. What's happened?
Everything all right over there, Troy?
Yes, I was just moving it across so I could see.
It's all over. You failed.
We lost.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh,
Leanne, we were having so much fun. I tell you what, Leanne, we're going to give you the voucher anyway.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks. I love you guys.
Cheers. Bye-bye. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Yesterday when we were doing the podcast, and for people who consume the podcast, I'll know that we always do more content before and at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It's bonus.
We like doing it.
Yeah.
We enjoy it.
Get it on the listener app.
Get it on the listener app.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
L-I-S-T-N-R, no way. Yesterday, Will, we were messaged by a guy called Cleet, who's a regular messenger of that part of the show. Yeah.
Our friend Cleet.
And he had a great idea, Cleet.
Well, to be fair, he did just send it was a screenshot of a tweet from André Dubuchet.
Who's André Dubuchet?
The guy who came up with this. I just wanted to credit him.
All right.
Don't know who he is.
All right.
But they're just one-man cover bands. And so, for example, we have Jeff Leppard.
Yeah, it's good.
So it's just a guy named Jeff doing Def Leppard songs.
So you're just changing the name of a band with somebody's actual name.
I said Jack Sabbath.
Which was very good.
Very good. Ned Zeppelin.
Ned Zeppelin.
Earl Jam.
Earl Jam is my favourite. What wasn't great was when Troy got involved yesterday, which we have
Should
a grab
we play
of.
That? All right,
it's like a one-man cover band. So it's a guy called Jack doing Black Sabbath
songs. It's like Steve Patrol for Snow Patrol.
It's like Leonard Skinner.
Joe Patrol.
Leonard Skinner.
Well done.
I wasn't listening.
I just enjoy
Steve Patrol.
It takes me a couple of. It's not quite right.
It's not quite right. It's not one man band.
Well,
I'm a
one man band. Well, it's sort of got to have the feel and vibe and sort of name of the band.
Yeah. So whether that's a rhyme or
It's got a sound
like foodie titles.
Yeah, that's right.
But we're soliciting for calls, aren't we?
Yeah, we absolutely are. Give us a bell
because I don't want to spoil them all. But Cleet also had a couple of excellent ones. He had Page Against the Machine.
Page Against the Machine,
and then Lauren's favourite, One Direction.
One Direction.
Yeah, good one.
We got Cleet. I think that's Cleet.
From our podcast.
Cleet got in touch with us yesterday with a great game idea, and it's basically turning bands into one-man cover bands.
Well, I'm a one-man band.
Oh, nice. And some of the examples so far, One Direction.
We had Buggy on Instagram say Troy Division.
Troy Division for Joy Division. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Of course, yesterday, famously, you suggested Steve Patrol.
For Snow Patrol.
Which makes no sense at all.
Joe wouldn't really
call
that
through. One of the funniest
things
I've ever heard. Because then I suggested for the Rolling Stones, if we play it your way, they could just be Gary Stones.
We said when Troy suggested Steve Patrol, he actually had to say it for Snow Patrol. Like, you have to explain it.
But you corrected and said Joe Patrol.
Joe Patrol, Bo Patrol.
Flo Patrol.
Any of those would have worked a lot better.
A lot better than Steve.
Much, much better than Steve.
Who we got there, Troy?
Oh, we have Beachy in Moorabbin. Hey, Beachy.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful, Beachy. What do you got?
Tracy DC.
Good one. Tracy DC. Very good.
Yeah,
I had to think about that one, Beachy, when I saw it up on the screen. I'm not going to lie.
What about you, Matt, in Ringwood? What do you got for us?
Matt Tallica.
Matt Tallica's good.
Very good.
Yeah.
I love it when the listeners get involved in these creative phone as well.
Yes, so do I.
It makes me proud.
Sue in Montmorency.
Good cry.
Hey, Sue.
Hi. What about this? The Sioux Fighters.
Of course. I mean, the backbone of Triple M, the Sioux Fighters.
Go on, Sue.
I finally thought of one. Aria M.
Very good.
That's good.
Aria
M. Just Aria
M. Aria M.
You're
God.
You chose.
Aria M.
I could not think of one to save my life. I finally came up with Aria M.
Aria.
And then I said it was Aria M.
I said Pearl Pam.
Pearl Pam's very good.
That's good.
You've doubled down on two names there. Let's keep going through the calls.
Colin in Werribee, what do you got for us?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I got Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Good.
Chili Peppers.
Nice one.
Very nice. Good.
Someone on the Insta did Fred
we had
Hot.
Fred Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, very good, Colin.
Lots of calls on this. Trent in Box Hill.
G'day, guys. Thinking something simple. Guns and Rose.
Guns and Rose.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that
yeah.
just makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
And also a bit of Australian twang, maybe Australian Paul.
I love that.
Australian Paul. That's brilliant. Australian Paul. Dave love that one. Australian Paul. Who else have we got?
Noel in Northcote.
Janine Gun
Felatio. Janine Gun Felatio.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you don't know Machine Gun Felatio. It was Chit Chat from Channel
That's
B.
That's funny.
Life's Like a Roller Coaster was their big one.
Yeah.
Barry. What do you got for us, Barry?
Hey, I got Cole Chisel.
Cole Chisel. That's good. You don't meet a lot of Coles, do you?
No.
C-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Cole.
I mean, it's short for Colin, surely,
yeah.
isn't it?
Colin. Yeah. Cole. Or is it a standalone? Is it a standalone?
Standalone. Post Malone.
Is it Post Malone? Is it a standalone name, Cole? C-O-L-E.
No, surely it's just
I think it can be, yeah.
I think Cole can be a name.
Yeah, it can.
Not C-O-A-L.
No, sick.
Ash in Dramata.
Steve Patrol, anyone?
Ash. Morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Ash.
Green Dave.
Green Dave.
Very good. Adam in Somerville is going for us.
What about Glenn at Work?
Glenn at Work.
Oh, that's so good.
Wow. It just gets better. I mean, we could do this all day, but we've got to get to the news.
One more before the news. Stuart in Mount Arthur.
Hey, how are we going, guys?
Wonderful, Stuart.
Mario Speedwagon.
Mario Speedwagon. REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yeah.
No. I was lost.
Lost got it.
Oh, we lost you too, guys. We lost the kids.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Let's get you up to date with what's happening around Melbourne, around the country and right around the world with a little birdie told me.
One of my favourite international journalists and former tennis players, Jim Courier, has dipped into the Novak Djokovic fiasco. And he said that the Serbian should never have flown to Australia in the first place. And he's weighed in whilst working for Channel 9.
And how in the heck is he in the airport in Dubai and they approve his paperwork? I was in the airport in LAX. I had stacks of paper this deep to get in and I'm fully vaccinated. There's obviously been some errors made here. But ultimately, everyone that's involved in this has lost. Everyone. It would have been so much better if Novak had just never come here for him, for sure, and for all. Of tennis
exactly.
And for the government.
He still loves tennis, Jim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can see passionate. The passion in
Absolutely.
Jim Courier.
Yeah.
He's been a wonderful addition to the commentary at the Australian Open
sure
over
has.
The years. It was Jim that jumped in the Yarra, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was Jim Courier.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone jump into the Yarra.
Was that like a thing back then?
I think he made it a thing when he won it. Yeah. And then I think maybe some other dudes might have jumped in the Yarra. And then I think they had a team meeting and went, one of us is going to die if we keep going.
You haven't seen the Birdman Rally?
Oh, yes, of course.
Happens every year, doesn't it?
Now, did you ever MC the Birdman Rally? I've got a sneaky suspicion you might have MC'd the Birdman
I did
Rally.
It one year with our friend David Boywood. We both did it together.
Yes, we know
Hollywood
that.
And Australia's very own David Boywood.
Yes. Yeah, a couple
what
of years
like
ago.
Was it working with David?
Oh, lovely. I love Boywood. We all do. He's
lovely.
Great.
He's a genuine.
Very professional and easy to work with.
Genuine talent, David.
He sure
yes,
is.
He is.
Yeah.
He'll end up running Channel 7.
Yep.
Already does.
Yeah. So true.
In 1992, when Jim Courier jumped in, apparently he was sick for a week.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're jumping into effectively poo. A new investigation, this is a crazy story that Loz found earlier, has identified a suspect who may have betrayed Anne Frank and her family
wow.
to the Nazis.
Oh, really?
Of course, Anne Frank and her family were hiding in Amsterdam
yeah.
to try and live through the Second World War.
Yeah.
Well, the suggestion is now that a team of historians and other experts have spent 6 years using modern investigative techniques.
Well done.
Thank you. I just got through it. To crack the cold case. I said crack the cold case. That included using computer algorithms to search for connections between many different people. Done. They reckon it could be a bloke called Arnold Vandenberg. Now, I'm not saying it is.
No.
They're just saying, they're saying it could be a bloke called Arnold Vandenberg, who was a Jewish figure in Amsterdam, who probably gave up the Franks to save his own family.
Oh.
Which you would do.
Yeah.
And anyone would do in that situation.
Mm.
If you said you're taking my family away, unless I tell you about that family,
yeah,
I'm telling you about that family.
Of course, it's an easy
decision.
You're
not having my family. Single page from a Spider-Man comic sets the auction record. A single page of artwork from a 1984 Spider-Man comic book sold at auction last week for $4.7 million.
Unbelievable.
For a single page of a comic.
Wow.
Is that the page?
Yeah. Is that the page?
Yeah.
Is
that's definitely Spider-Man.
That, well, but that's, is that, did Spider-Man, and this is going to be really annoying for fans,
yeah.
always have the spider on his chest?
Yeah.
DC?
Yeah, I think he's always had.
Is Spider-Man Venom?
Venom is the enemy of Spider-Man.
DC, never mind, the emergence
yeah,
of the character.
Yeah, it's a different dude.
Sorry. I know that.
I don't reckon you did. But I don't want to get you angry.
No.
Just don't get angry, buddy, please. And in wonderful news, and yeah. we've just been having a chat off air about
yes.
Jonathan, he's the mm-hmm. oldest tortoise ever, and he turned 190. I love this story.
Yes.
He has a couple of issues,
yeah.
Will.
He's blind from cataracts.
Oh.
He's lost his sense of smell and cannot detect food.
Mm.
But he has retained excellent hearing.
Oh, wonderful. Still come when he's called.
Can listen to us.
He loves Triple M,
sure
his podcast.
Tune on the podcast.
Oh, he loves Dangerous Dave coming up after night.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Your 10-day forecast.
Amazing. 35, 36.
Looks unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be hot for the next week. So today's the coolest day.
Maybe you'll get a chance to duck out on Sam Newman's boat.
Maybe.
Which seems to be quite a popular activity for certain people around Melbourne. I mean, I would rather die than be a part of this collection of people.
This happened over the weekend, I think, was it?
Yeah,
on Sunday,
I think so. Yeah. Brian Mannix. Although Brian Mannix looks like a bit of fun around the joint, doesn't he? I think he's the only bloke on the boat that you'd be interested in. You had Sam there, of course, Brian Mannix, Warwick Capper.
Yeah.
And Ricky Nixon, along with a couple of other randoms that I saw in a photo and a collection of young ladies.
Yes.
Sam's boat, I think. Is that
Sam's
right?
Boat. Yeah, Sam's boat.
Boats are quaint, aren't they?
Mm. I'd love a boat.
Would you?
Me too.
Do you reckon you'd use it, though?
Oh, just to bob around out in the bay on a warm day.
Go fishing
fun.
Now that I'm a good fisher.
Now that you're, now that you're an official fisher woman.
Yeah.
Yep.
With your big snapper that you caught.
It was a big snapper.
I reckon I would hate to own a boat. Thinking about
it's a lot of upkeep.
So I wouldn't want to own it.
Yeah.
I just want to be on one.
You dock back in and everyone gets to go off and go home and you got to wash it.
Wash it down, fuel it.
Yeah. Fuel it.
Well, you hire someone, don't you, Marty, to do all that?
Well, it depends, I guess, what your station in life is. I'm sure Sam Newman's not washing his boat.
Apparently
wow, what a boat it is.
It costs about 10% of the value of the boat each year to run it, apparently.
Nice.
With fuel and maintenance and all that stuff.
It is quite a large boat,
it's
isn't it, that Sam's
boat.
Got there for himself?
66
footer.
Did well,
66 foot.
According to the sheet that I'm reading.
Yeah, 20 metres or
that
so.
That doesn't really...
23 metres.
23 metres.
Yeah.
There's the crew there. Lawrence brought the photo up. Sam in the middle. Ricky Nixon just easing back into whatever he's drinking. And Brian Mannix has a touch of Madonna about him in that sinewy little frail arm that he's thrown over the side of the ship there.
A little bit of side boob.
A little bit of side boob coming out of his tank top.
Looking fit.
He's teasing the ladies with that body. Brian has come a cropper. This is the second time he's come a cropper on Sam's shot. The first time he nearly broke his nose when he slipped over a step. This time he's jumped into the water and come up with a bloodied arm.
Oh.
He joked that he was attacked by a shark. Of course he wasn't. Then the story sort of has ensued from there. I went swimming and somehow cut my arm and the whiz had to jump in and get me out. Every time I go on the boat, I end up coming home covered in blood. Thanks, Warwick Capper, for saving my life. It's emotional language from Brian, isn't
it?
Sam tended to his injury while on the boat, saying it was uncanny how he gets himself into so much strife.
I assume that's a pun.
Yeah, well, of course. The uncanny X-Men. Yeah. What is
Oh,
my God.
Lost his
Oh, my God.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Yeah, day two for a brand new year for us, January 18th, Marty.
Just feels right this year.
It sure does.
I've got a good feeling about this year. on this day, January 18th, oh, this is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
1733, the first polar bear exhibited in America in Boston. Imagine you've seen the first polar bear.
What is that?
It's like we said before that you would have to find a... There was no photos, so they didn't even ever didn't know what a polar bear was.
You had to go and see stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go down and see the polar bear.
Really?
Come on, we'll go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go.
You wouldn't even know they exist.
No.
Just heard from someone once about...
And then you get down there, it's like a 12-foot thing, it's stuffed, and it's like, why was I even thinking of not coming to see the polar bear?
No, it'd be alive.
Oh, it was a real polar bear.
Live one, yeah. Oh. Seeing that for the first time.
Even better.
Which is actually...
Way better.
I hope it was winter. It was.
Well,
it's January.
You throw water at them, they're fine. Polar bears, overrated. Generally.
They can live on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I don't
totally.
Think they should, but anyway.
Polar bears don't need ice. I'm sure of that. And the sooner we get rid of them, the better. 1878, construction of the Ghan starts in Port Augusta, South Australia.
Oh.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know where.
I'd love to go on the Ghan.
I've done the Ghan.
Done
oh, you've done it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the one you did.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, it was good fun.
You enjoyed it.
Drank right. a lot.
Yeah.
You got gum stuck in your
that's
beard.
That's right. I fell asleep one night eating chewing gum and I woke up with my face stuck to the pillow and I had a giant bit of gum stuck in my beard.
See, that's why I want to do it.
I was so hungover trying to chop it out of my face with nail scissors.
Oh.
I have heard you bring up this Ghan trip so many times. I've heard that story like four times.
Oh, really?
That's all I know
like
about the Ghan.
Mate, you know where the door is.
He also rode a camel.
Jesus.
I haven't heard about the
he
camel.
He rode a camel.
Oh, you haven't heard about the camel?
No. Yeah.
Did it when I got the camel stuck to me arse.
Did it spit on you, the camel?
Sure did. But I asked it to. So all square. One all. Dirty old camel. Two humps, I called him. And he only had one hump. 1896.
Wasn't drawing hard enough.
Stop drawing. It was the first demonstration of an X-ray machine in the US. What a day. See what I see. First X-ray that came off the printer would have, I tell you, there would have been a crew around that one.
Absolutely.
And how's this work? What, that's his lung? Wow. 1964, the Beatles make their first appearance on the US Billboard charts with I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please, say to me.
It just still stands up, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
All of it.
You saw the doco recently.
I started it.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
It's literally just pieced together footage.
It's quite long and slow.
Do you know what I found the
most fascinating? It's Scorsese, isn't it?
No, it's Peter Jackson.
Oh, that's right, Peter Jackson.
You know what I found the most interesting about it? It's just so fascinating watching them just interact and be themselves.
Yeah.
It's really, I know it's there's nothing like.
And at what point does Yoko come in and suck
the
life out?
She's there the whole time, touching him, like stroking him. It's like, Yoko, no-co.
Yeah, it's an absolute no-co from me. It always has been. What? John.
They're in a creative space. Like, let them be.
I know.
Let it.
I like having Yoko in here.
Sitting next to Will on the couch
just sitting
all the time.
Next to Will stroking his hair. It's like, Matthew, can you ask William to tell Yoko that she can't be in the studio all the time, please?
Will, can you ask Yoko to leave, please?
Yoko.
It's time to go.
I mean, what a stupid name. I don't even think I've ever bothered to discuss her name.
Well, no, what is her name?
No, hang on. What is Yoko? What is Yoko?
Fact check it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll fact check it. It's obviously just a lovely name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, child.
Her parents liked it.
I knew it'd have to mean something. She was a child once.
Yeah.
I mean, many, many years ago.
Couple.
Many. 1980, Pink Floyd's album The Wall hits number one.
Oh, now it's safe. 1980. What a song.
What a song, mate. 1980.
Mm.
That's right in the zone.
Sure. Yeah, I was about seven, I think.
1996, Lisa Marie Presley files for divorce from Michael Jackson. She wasn't young enough.
They weren't married very long, were they?
No, I don't think. But he was obsessed with Elvis, I think, and that was one of the reasons he married her. And she was in this film clip. That's why we're playing this song.
Oh, nice. Yes. Birthdays. Kevin Costner is turning 67.
Oh, he's so good in Yellowstone. I've
not watched any of Yellowstone, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's good.
Is he still hot in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Very handsome.
Stan?
Stan, yes.
Why are we playing this?
He's in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh.
Which is Lauren's favourite.
No, don't confuse the people. It's Robin Hood, Men in Tights, my favourite.
I thought it was Titanic.
That got different genres of favourite films.
Yeah, but right. Titanic's right up there. It is. Being your top five of all time, wouldn't it?
Of course. It's an amazing movie.
You know how it ends.
Yeah, the ship sinks and Jack dies. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. But you won't find that out for about 17 hours.
No, that's true.
It's the most boring film that was
that
ever made.
That is not
it
true.
It could have been done in 5 seconds.
Well, we know that in the audio. Paul Keating's turning 78 today.
The answer is, mate, because I want to do you slowly. I want to do you slowly.
What a grab.
Not many of them around now,
no.
Is there? That's ScoMo, the live from the Shire.
That's on this day, January the 18th, on the Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Marty, you're getting ready for your shows as well. Your live stand-up shows.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning those, Troy.
This Friday, we're all going along to see you.
Teams coming along on Friday.
Yeah, got good seats too.
We have great good seats. Amazing seats.
Friday, and then I'm doing two shows Saturday night, then the same the following weekend, and then a couple of midweek shows in that third week. So do yourself a favour. If you haven't given someone the gift of laughter in your lifetime, here's your opportunity.
Tickettech.com or MartySheargold.com. Tickets are there.
I love you.
Yeah.
Have a laugh.
Yes. Yeah. And we all need a laugh after the last couple of years, don't we?
Don't be worried about getting COVID or anything like that. Because I don't have it, so you'll be right.
You'll be fine. Dave has tickets up for grabs after 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, good on you, Dave.
Yeah. And Sarah Marie the Savo as well.
And Sarah Marie as well.
Yeah.
I hope the people that bought tickets 3 years ago jump on and make sure they know what date they're going.
Oh, gee, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Haven't sent out the email?
It's been postponed about 5 times.
Yeah, these shows were supposed to be done in April 2020.
Yeah.
And tickets were on sale the October before that.
Yeah.
That's right. And I did a series of them. And see, what happens is when you become a greedy little pig, you add a lot of shows.
We weren't sure if you were going to beat Eskimo Joe at the forum.
That's
right. Yeah, well, they're right. That's coming up in the not too distant.
Yeah.
And finally, here we are at Showtime. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to see you all there. What are we talking about here?
The passengers stuck at sea.
Oh.
On the boat, on Marty. The boat. And this will get you in the mood.
Oh! My favourite TV theme song.
One, it's right up there for me, too.
Da, 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 da. What went wrong on the cruise? We're going to do quickly before the end of the show. What went wrong on the cruise? Maybe it was a rotavirus that you jabbed. Off a handrail, because you were just casually walking back to your room and you touched a handrail and then you ended up pooing for 4 weeks. That can happen.
Yeah.
Maybe you ate a bad prawn at the buffet.
Yes. I've never been on a cruise. I have no stories.
Maybe it was a 7-day cruise.
How was it?
Felt like about 7 months.
No, but it's good if you dock.
It was fun because the kids were young. And they loved it because there was like ice cream machines that you could just open up.
See, that's amazing.
And just put your mouth
under.
I think
I would enjoy a cruise.
There's elements of it that are fun.
I reckon I'd love just unpacking once and going to different places.
You've got to get a room with a balcony, obviously.
No, you don't want to be underneath the water.
If you're under the thing in one of those things, I mean, God, good luck.
Claustrophobia.
It's got a real third class feel down there, I'm sure. I never went down there, but I saw some people come up from there that looked horrendous.
Look for air.
Stay out of it.
They look like real workers, mate.
Putting the coal in the engine.
They're just on there to start a new life.
Coal. I'm like, you should have done better, mate. See what happens when you leave school?
Get a balcony, for God's sake.
I know. Midships for me. The buffet's good. Oh, I mean, you offer me a buffet at any time in life, yeah. And I still get excited.
I just mow through that.
I mean, even like going to Sizzler, stuff like that. Whenever you can work your way around a glass shield whilst looking at food underneath it, I think life is fun.
And I think a breakfast buffet is the most exciting buffet.
Isn't it?
The pinnacle of
breakfast. Because there's so much potential for the rest of the day when it starts with free food.
Chipolatas. Chipolatas. It's the only time I ever get tiny sausages, and I love them.
Oh, I love a chipolata.
I know you love tiny sausages.
Do you starve yourself before you get to a buffet?
Never.
In the lead up to it, so you eat more.
Mm-hmm. I can put it away when I need to, as you know. Oh. What about these poor Norwegian people that were on a cruise ship there in the Caribbean? And, oh no, it's the Norwegian Cruise Line ship in the Caribbean. Yeah. They've become stuck at sea after the company has cancelled the trip due to COVID. So they're still out there bobbing around. Passenger Amy Focaraccio said she boarded the Norwegian Gem from New York for a 10-day trip last Sunday for her birthday. Happy birthday, Mrs. Focaraccio.
It's actually her name.
It is.
But the holiday became a nightmare, not because of her surname, ironically. When the cruise was cancelled 4 days later and provided the guests with no timeline for when the ship was actually going to go back to dock.
Well, you're just hanging around out in the ocean.
Bobbing around until what? Everyone gets COVID?
But are you still on there with buffets?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound like that bad a time.
I mean, eventually they will run out of food, but they'll run back in before then.
Can't they just send a delivery out?
Yeah, of course. Without the islands and ports to break up the sea days, this is turning into a nightmare, said Mrs. Focaraccio. I really can't imagine 4 more sea days back to back without much to do. It would get boring, wouldn't it? Once you've done the pool and played the pokies.
Yeah, that's it. Just seeing the sea.
You're just seeing the sea. Yeah. The one I went on stopped at the Isle of Pines.
Oh, in New Caledonia or somewhere near there.
Yes, Noumea. New Caledonia.
Mm. And that's sort of a regular stop, I think.
You pad across the sand and try to find a square metre of beach that doesn't have a German on it and enjoy a swim with 7,000 other people who have all pooed a lot that morning. It's very diarrhea-y.
Gastro. Ships.
Oh, yeah. Things run through ships.
Oh, don't they? If they get a hold, you can't get them out.
No.
You can put as much disinfectant onto the walls of a cruise ship as you want. You'll never get the rotavirus out of the walls. Are we sponsored by any cruise ship at the moment?
Because I hope not.
I must say, some of the great times I've ever had in life have been cruising.
On a cruise ship.
I would really like to go on one.
Jesus, what if the Mystery Vault is a cruise?
Oh, yeah.
If it is, everyone wins.
What went wrong on the cruise that you were on?
Yeah. Who did poo on the cruise you were on? Now, you're excited when you load onto the ship. You think this is going to be amazing.
Lovely holiday coming up.
And no doubt Amy Focaraccio was hoping that her cruise would be next level as well.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for the customers on the Norwegian Cruise Line ship, they got stranded at sea after everyone got COVID, and I suppose the captain's just made a captain's call and gone, I'm just going to park it here.
Is it being parked currently, just bobbing away there in the Atlantic?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
As we speak, people just bobbing away.
Stuck on the boat.
COVID. If only that had happened at the start of our experience with the Ruby Princess. Berejiklian at the time was very happy to let that thing rock into the harbour and ruin Australia for us. Thanks for that, Gladys.
Bit of an error there, wasn't there?
Well, story's not over there. Although I know New South Wales still love her, unashamedly. I will never for the life of me understand why, but they do.
While we're wrong on the cruise, let's go to your calls. Brandon in Whittlesea first up. What happened, Brandon?
How are you guys? Love the show.
Good on you, Brandon.
Two-week cruise, second day, got banned from the bar.
Oh, no. That's the only reason you go on the cruise.
Oh, exactly. While everyone was sitting around drinking cocktails, I was sitting there drinking soda water.
Oh, no.
Oh, Brandon.
Was there one incident, Brandon?
One incident. Got a bit carried away on the second night.
No.
Yeah, they put a ban on me. Had to have a meeting with the captain.
Wow. What did the captain say?
Well, they were going to kick me off at the next stop if I didn't pull the reins up.
Yeah, right. And you did? You managed to behave?
Well, I had no other choice. I was the most depressed bloke on the boat.
I bet you were, apart from the captain, whose life is an absolute shambles because he's driving cruise ships for a living.
Not wrong.
I hope you gave him a serve on the way out.
I gave him the eyes, mate.
Yeah, nice one.
Brandon may well have really deserved that.
He must have been very poorly behaved to be banned from the bar.
Have a meeting with the captain.
On a cruise ship. I mean, what have you done? Mm. The captain's got to come and have a chat to you.
It'll be offloaded. Mm. Dora in Reservoir.
Hello.
Hello, Dora.
Hi, Dora.
Hi, guys. Love the show. Okay, so I was on a cruise. This is the mid-80s. I was on the Alexander Pushkin, which was a Russian ship.
Oh.
Yeah. And apparently there were some treaties and things being signed around with Australia and some France. I don't know who, but we were supposed to dock in Noumea. And unfortunately, I slept through it. I had a bit too much to drink that day. But anyway, that's another story.
Separate story.
And woke up and was told that there's bottles and rocks and all sorts of things being thrown at us from the shore. Oh. And we were never going to dock at Noumea.
Right. Oh. The French were arcing up, Dora.
For what, sorry?
Doesn't matter, Dora. I was going to have a chat with Dora, but changed my mind.
Let's have a chat with Paul in Yarrambat. What happened? What went wrong on the cruise, Paul?
Morning, guys. We flew up to Sydney and asked the wife with passports, and she said, yeah, all good, all good.
Yeah.
Got up there, 4:30 in the afternoon, the boat leaves at 5, and we pull the passport out, and my wife's got my daughter's passport.
Oh, no.
And I'm guessing you don't look like your daughter, Paul.
No, I wasn't looking like my daughter, that's for sure, but I was excited because she had to fly back to Vanuatu.
Yeah.
Went back to Melbourne, then business class to Vanuatu, and we picked her up 3 days later.
Oh, well, got better.
Everybody wins.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Happy ending. I was nervous then when you fired the song off.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Oh, this is really, really fun.
Dangerous Dave on the way in just a couple of minutes with tickets to your show, Marty, to win after nine this morning.
I've just noticed, and I don't want to embarrass Dave, I've just noticed what a wonderful set of calves you've got, Dave.
Oh, thank you,
mate.
Out.
I saw you walk across the studio and my first thought was, Jesus, who owns those calves?
Who's that machine?
Who's that? Are you a cyclist, Dave?
I'm a runner, so I do running each day. But I try to do it to lose weight, but the beer.
Well, you're looking fit. You look fit as a fiddle.
Below the waist is okay. Upstairs, naked.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's good to get half right.
Thank you, mate.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you could have none right. Imagine if you had chubby little tub of legs.
That's a good point. All right. Half glass full, mate.
You look like a painter's apprentice. Like you're working the ladder all the time.
Oh, I see. Up and down.
Those calves are superb.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
Don't do another calf day. Your calves are fine.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Oh, isn't that good?
We're here for Dave.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Dave's coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, Lozza.
Yes.
What have you got?
Well, in A Little Birdie today, we spoke about a very expensive page from a comic book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the sentence said, it shows the origin of Spider-Man's black suit, which would eventually lead to the emergence of the character Venom. And I said, this is Spider-Man Venom. Well, I knew he wasn't the alien running around.
No, but you thought Spider-Man, what could be like,
had the Venom in him. So that in Venom, this alien goes around and jumps into things. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know anything about Venom. No. This is the first day I've ever heard about Venom.
Anyway, Venom did go inside Spider-Man the first time.
Mm.
And then
was there a review?
Well, it's good to ask the question.
Venom has also gone into the other bodies of different people, notably
anyone
Brock.
We know. Okay, all right.
Probably. This is fact check.
It's true. It's what Venom does.
We do know a lot of people. We'll know someone that Venom's been in.
Probably.
No doubt.
Okay. On this day in 1991, the longest tennis match at the Australian Open, Boris Becker beats Italy's Omar Camperisi in 5 hours, 11 minutes. But in 2012, Nadal and Djokovic played for 5 hours and 53, which is the longest Grand Slam final of all time.
I remember that game. It was punish. I don't know if I made. I think I might have given up on that one. I think
it must have gone past midnight.
Oh God, it went for hours.
Yeah.
I remember watching it and having to pull the pin.
5 hours 53.
53. Wow. That's almost a whole school day.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you're absolutely
right.
I
like to measure time and distance
in things
school,
that you understand.
Like subway footlongs.
Yeah.
Well, she was six subways tall.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you were heading with the footlong.
I was getting ready to dump something.
Yeah, you know, subway footlongs, like Gary.
Over to Chrissy Holiday.
Anyway, today is Damien Leith's birthday.
I love Damien Leith.
Well, you can listen to him on Wollongong Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Our old mate Michelle Laurie did a maternity leave fill-in.
Was that last year, I think?
On Wave FM.
Wave FM-ing Wollongong. So that's, of course, that's what Damien Leith does these days. He's doing breakfast.
Yes. Mm. Now, today we spoke to Gavin in three-way. I think he won three-way today.
Gavin this morning.
Yes, he did. Here was our chat with Gavin.
Yep.
Gavin, what about the old days when that rod that was in them would shoot out of them up into the roof
of the... Absolutely. It still happens. Got to be very careful.
It can still happen.
Wow.
Yeah, they have safeties in them now, but they do still go off if you're not careful.
Now, he's a keg technician.
Yeah, he fixes kegs.
Yes. Now, in November, we spoke to Gavin.
Are you old enough to have worked with those kegs that used to shoot the thing out?
They do. They still do, if you're not careful.
Yes. Do they? Really? I thought they'd removed that.
Yeah, lots and lots of pressure on them.
Yeah, because you see all those old cellars with, like, perfect pinholes in the roof. Where the, what do they call that thing that shoots up out of it? The rod?
The valve.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Bang.
Yeah.
It'd kill you if it hit you.
Absolutely.
I've had the exact same chat with Gavin.
The exact same chat.
And everyone, we're all looking at each other like, oh, this is deja
vu. It never even occurred to me that I'd had that chat with Gavin.
Yep, it was the same Gavin from Eltham.
And it felt fresh as a daisy, that chat. Gav would have loved it too.
I think he did sound a little bit confused. He's like, yeah, it still happens.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I could see why Gavin was speaking the way that he was.
Yeah.
Because I'd already had that chat with him.
He seemed reluctant.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't ring, I guess.
No.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Hope you enjoyed that full show dump. Second one back for 2022. And remember to get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Will, what do you got there before we go?
I've just got a few more one-man bands because...
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Fun. Oh, that was fun.
From Tom. You don't have to read this out, Will, but I had to share. Steve Patrol is the single funniest thing I've ever heard. I was in absolute hysterics on the train in the quiet carriage and had people coming up checking if I was okay and who were very angry when they found out I wasn't dying but just laughing. Funniest moment in the history of radio, one of the all-time greats.
So I agree.
Funnier than Daddy?
I took so much...
Nothing. Daddy's here and then there's other levels of things.
There's Harpy and then there's the rest of radio. But honestly, Steve just made me laugh all day yesterday. Every time I thought of it, I'd just be sitting quietly. I'd be like, Steve Patrol? Why?
Some of the other good ones we had were Dan had Esky Jojo.
That's good. Esky Jojo.
That's good.
Don't forget, do yourself a favour if you're in Victoria.
Oh, yes.
Very soon.
Well, they must be actually on a tour of sorts.
Yeah.
There must be other dates. Surely they're not just coming to Melbourne to do
that. No, around.
Four of them in March. I mean, they'd have to be travelling.
Mm.
Look, we laugh at the time, but they really nailed it.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew.
Because we always talk about this because like about day two of our of last year, we got what's called a credit sheet.
Yes.
And,
I thought there was a mistake on it.
Two tickets to see Eskimo Joe at the Forum Theatre.
25th of March.
In March.
25th of March, 2022.
We had to check it.
We just turned. Oh. We were like, why are we forward selling
14 months in advance?
It felt like a lifetime.
And here it is. Yeah, they're here in about 6 weeks.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever heard someone say the year 2022 at that stage.
No.
It was so foreign to me. They're going to
Matthew, are they touring?
They're at the Enmore on April 1, and that's not a joke.
What about Kalgoorlie on Feb 12?
The Tivoli in Brisbane on the 8th of April.
And how's this, though? They've never had to change a date, unlike you with your shows. Yes.
I'm also doing the Enmore in Feb 12. Couple of shows there on the Saturday night. Do yourself a favour.
Yeah, there you go.
For our Perth listeners, their tour kicks off The 5th of March at the Fremantle Arts Centre.
I'm actually, I am literally doing the 5th of March in Perth.
Are you really there as well?
At I believe it's the Regal or it's in Subiaco.
You should have a beer with Eskimo. Oh, you're not drinking.
Beautiful old theatre.
Mm.
And I've met Cav and the boys previously. Isn't that funny? We're following each other
around the country. But they had the date sorted first.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Last year.
It's not a competition, but my show will be better.
No doubt.
Some more one-man bands. Raheem said, similar to your Henry Rollins Stones, he has Abraham Lincoln Park.
I like that one a lot.
Oh, that's good.
Which kind of opens it up a bit.
It does. It opens it up to whole names.
If you have surnames. Mick said, I really enjoyed Alan Ant Farm.
Oh, it's an alien.
Alien Ant Farm, who did that cover of Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, that's right. That
and
was huge.
A couple from Oscar. Pat Shop Boys.
Shop Boys, yeah.
Yeah,
and then my personal favourite, Bevanescence.
Bevanescence. There, that's good.
Yep. Well done.
Yeah, good.
Send them through.
Marty Sheargold Show on Insta. We'll chat to you next time here at Triple M.
Thanks for listening to Triple M's Marty Sheargold Show.
Lovely addition from you.
Yep.
Yeah.